follow-up, message that Travis spoke to us, on Sunday, talk to us about the battlefield of the mind, He spoke to us about the different ways that the enemy comes in to distort your faith. And that, how it comes in to make you feel like you have no value, that you have no worth, that nobody cares, that you're all alone. Amen. And God says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always as close as the call of His name. Amen. He's always there. Does anybody have something that the Lord spoke to them about on Sunday, or something that they want to share from Sunday's message before we get started?
I struggle with, at night especially, with the battle of the mind. I know God has forgiven me for my past sins and past mistakes and stuff like that, but the devil always wants to bring it up to me, and especially at night when I'm trying to sleep. And, you know, I pray as a God. That's the only thing I know to do is just keep praying. But as soon as I stop, buddy, he's coming back at me. He's really trying to mess with me.
Right. Well, I suggest, I don't suggest, but I say this. There's the Bible One app you have on your phone. Plug your phone in and play Philippians 4, 7, and 8 as you sleep, and let it continue. It'll speak it over and over again. Amen. And what you're doing is you're speaking positive thoughts, Philippians 4, 7, and 8, and you're speaking positive things into your mind. It's the peace of God that passes all understanding shall guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. But whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are love, whatsoever things are a good report. So what we're doing is we're overcoming the atmosphere, we're changing the atmosphere and the words that are spoken in our atmosphere. Somebody said, when the devil brings up my past, I remind him of his future.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Who else?
Talking about, you know, not feeling worthy or, you know, wanted and all that kind of stuff, you know. That was beating me as a kid. And for a long time, that's just how I saw myself. You know, and just like we had a talk last night and all that, and I was thinking the worst of worst, you know. And Marnie and I prayed about it. And thank God devil's a liar, man. Because there's nothing at all like he kept putting in my head the thoughts. And I kept on rebuking it and binding it in the name of Jesus. And God was there last night.
Yeah.
You know? So I give God prayer.
Yeah. Anybody else? Somebody says you never let me say anything.
Speak. Speak.
You're always talking and you never listen. Have you ever been there?
Speak unto the mouth.
Hallelujah. You know, one of the things that spoke out to me, and I was sharing with my friend Jay over there. Reverend Travis spoke to us about the real and the counterfeit. And he had a bundle of $100 bills, and there was one that was real, and the rest were counterfeit. They were fake. And he was talking about the lies and the deception of the enemy that he's counterfeit. And I was asking, and when I was meditating upon that, one of the things that came to my mind is, if I was going to make counterfeit bills, I would make hundreds, because they check hundreds. I would make 20s. Okay? They don't check 20s. They're not checking every $20 bill that comes to the cash register. But they do check their hundreds. And what the Lord said to me, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. The counterfeit doesn't come in like really big. It comes little by little Amen? And I'm being glory. I'm a winner in Christ Jesus. We're more than conquerors through Christ. So when I was looking at this tonight, the devil's looking at a lot of the areas where the enemy comes in, but I'm going to look at fighting those. And so we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 tonight. They're familiar scriptures. But how many know that familiar scriptures are really important? And why do you think that we have to say them so many times? How many times do you think it takes for them to be said that we get it? Are you listening? So this is one of my favorite scriptures. This is one of the scriptures I pray all the time when I'm praying. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 22. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We recognize this isn't a physical battle, it's a spiritual one. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Here's one of the things the Lord's speaking my heart about. Wait a minute, let me say something. How many times have you asked for counsel and you received counsel, but you didn't like the counsel that you received and you didn't do it anyway? Hello? And keep going through the same thing. And God says obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen? When God wants to minister to your hearts and lives, He always has a plan for our lives. And His plan is for good and not for evil. Give us hope and to give us an expected end. So first we're going to look at the battle, the weapons to fight this battle. In Ephesians 6, we find how the Apostle Paul is teaching us about putting on the armor of God. How many get dressed for battle every day?
Every day, brother.
You know? And if you don't get dressed for battle, you don't have your armor on. And if you don't have your armor on, you're going to get hurt. Hello? So the first thing we need to do is we need to put on our armor every morning when we wake up. You know, one of the things he says in Ephesians 6, verse number 17. We're talking about the battlefield of the mind. So our mind is in play here. He says, and take the helmet of salvation. The helmet protects the mind. The helmet says, I have no soul mentality. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. I believe God in His Word. Many of us are saying, Lord, well, Pastor, I'm just not hearing the Lord speak to me. Then open up your Bible.
Right.
Because this is the spoken Word of God.
Right.
And every time you read it, it's spoken.
Amen.
Every time you speak it in the atmosphere, it's spoken. And other times, I encourage you to read your Word out loud. God just like to read silent. Well, you only get it through one quarter of it. There's other portals. There's the hearing. And when we read the Word out loud, it gets in our ears. Which is the closest place to your brain? Your ears. And when I have to change the way I think, a lot of it has to do, with what I'm listening to. Amen? I'm allowing the negativity to come in. Amen. And when somebody says something negative about you, unless God said it, don't receive it. What did he say up here Sunday? He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth up in judgment thou shalt condemn. Amen. When somebody comes in judging you, you can condemn those words. Jesus said, judge not, lest you be judged.
Amen.
And we're not out here to judge people. God. in chapter 17. This is where David is facing Goliath. It's a familiar story. But I want to read it in your hearing, because he makes reference to the natural and the spiritual sword. He said, then said David, verse 45, to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. I will smite thee, I will take thy head from thee, I will give thy carcass, the carcass of thy host of the Philistines this day, into the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And what the Lord is saying to us is, so many times as children of God, we're fighting battles that do not belong to us. The battle belongs to the Lord. He said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So what am I going to use? I'm going to use a spiritual sword. And he says to us in Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. He says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So first off, we find that our war, our weapons aren't natural, but spiritual swords. And what is our spiritual sword?
The Word of God.
Amen. You know, when he was speaking to me about every time his word is spoken, it's God speaking. If we believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works, that we believe that the benefit that we have is, this is how I'm going to fight this battle. Amen. What did God say to you that you haven't seen yet? How are you going to fight this battle? By the word of God. How am I going to fight it? Because I'm going to speak his word and his promises. And all the promises of God in him are what?
Yes
and amen. Amen. So I've got to speak that word. And every time I speak the word, guess what happens? My faith increases. Because faith comes by and hearing by
the word of God.
So I have to speak the word, to hear the word, for faith to increase. Amen? And you know, so to me, I remind myself, what David did is he constantly reminds himself of past victories and past times that God has shown up. Hasn't God been good to you? Look around you. Everybody lift up your hands. Give God praise that you can lift up your hands.
Amen.
Give God praise.
Amen.
Give Him glory.
Amen.
Give Him honor for everything that He has done. For every battle that He has fought for you. Amen. I don't know if He said something. If we ever saw the battles that He fought for us, it would just blow our minds.
Amen.
Well, we can go through some of them, but He helped us not to go through a lot of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have the weapons. Secondly, we have the warfare. And of course, Ephesians 6:12, we recognize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The Apostle Paul speaks a word of prophecy over his student Timothy. Amen. Remember what's been spoken over you, even though you have not seen it yet. Hold on. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So we're looking at this, we're saying, okay, the prophecy in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 18. The Apostle Paul is reminding his student Timothy, and God is reminding you and I to remember the words that have been spoken over us. And he says, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Amen? Now, with the prophecies, the word that was spoken when I'm facing the adversity, God reminds me of the prophecies that were spoken over me so I can see myself in victory, not in defeat. Amen? I don't know about you, but that's pretty good stuff that God gives us.
Amen?
Amen? He says to us that it's also for us the profession of it. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul reminds his student again. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen? In other words, if God said this about me, if someone said something that doesn't align with what God says about me, I do not receive that word. That word does not belong to me. That word has no place in my life. Amen? So what he is saying to us in this, that just as the word was prophesied over Timothy, the prophecies that went on that in fight the good warfare, that it became his profession. It became what he professed. Amen? Not only do we have the weapons, the sword of the natural sword, the spiritual sword, not only do we have the warfare that God is talking about, the prophecy and the profession, but we have the winning, the winner. I said the winner here, but the winning of the battle. In 1 John chapter 5, the word says this. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen? Amen? So we got to constantly hold in the word. You know what God is doing in this atmosphere? He is depositing the word in our hearts and lives so that we can do white warfare, not only for us, but we can do warfare for others.
Amen.
Amen? Not everybody knows how to fight the battle.
That's right.
Okay? And a lot of people try to do it in their own strength and own power. And God's depositing something in you to benefit someone else. Let me say this. God is not mocked. For whatsoever we sow, we reap. Now, when I war a warfare for someone else is benefit, there's a warfare that God does for me.
Amen.
And I don't know about you, but we can't outgive God.
Amen.
He gave us his very best. It's all about the resurrection, isn't it? Hello? Resurrection power. Trying to get my friend. Hallelujah. So the means of winning in Psalms 44. Are y'all still with me?
Yes,
the psalmist says this, verse number 5. Through thee will we push down our enemies. Through thy name we will tread them under that rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. But thou hast saved us from our enemies, and hast put them to shame that hated us. Amen. That positions us in victory. Amen. So, how do we use this as a mantle in our life? In Luke chapter 10, a mantle is like an anointing, and we're anointed by Jesus as his children. And Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse number 19, he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. So that makes me a winner no matter what goes on. I know to be absent from the body, I'm going to be present with the Lord.
That's right.
I'd rather absent and present out of all they have.
That's right.
Amen. So the witness that we have in this is I have in Romans chapter 12, verse number 21. The Lord wants to remind you and I, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Amen.
Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. What is he saying? For the battlefield of the mind, he's given us the weapon to fight with, the sword of the Spirit. He's given us he's given us not only the weapon, he's given us the warfare. The warfare, the battle belongs to the Lord, it's not ours. Amen. What else do we have?
Winning.
We're the winners. Amen. Let me say this to you. Young people, every young person listen to me.
Thank you.
You are a winner.
Yeah.
No matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anybody says about you to school or whatever, God said you are a winner and that he's chosen you and called you and you're his child.
Yep. Yeah.
And whatever the enemy's trying to bring against you, it will not prosper.
Yeah.
He says, do not receive those lies and those deceptions that the adversary is trying to speak to you to steal your value and to steal your worth. God says you have great value and great worth. He created you just like him.
Amen.
Amen. And when I look at that, amen, I used to look at this and say, who looks good and who doesn't look good? And God said, you're confused. I said, what? He said, you're confused. I said, what do you mean I'm confused? He said, I created them in my image. They look just like me. What are you saying about me when you say something about them?
That's right. Amen. I like that.
Oh. Ouch. Ouch. Amen. God gives us everything we need to protect our minds. Amen. Can we just all stand? And thank you.
I got one more.
Oh, wait a minute. What was that? I had to go out with a witness. Excuse me, I thought I was at the end. Let's go back to where we're at. To control this, go to Psalms 119. Pardon me. Oh, guess what? Oh, no! I'm human!
Amen.
Hallelujah. The psalmist says this in verse number 27. He said, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments." So we want to consider Philippians 4, which we gave that Gaza to listen to every night. And we were speaking into her four over ears. Verse number 7. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, what sort of things are true, what sort of things are honest, what sort of things are just, what sort of things are pure, what sort of things are lovely, what sort of things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." Those things, wait, those things which you have both learned and received and what?
Heard
and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you.
Amen.
So what is the message tonight? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 6. The apostle says, "In having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled." In other words, we've got to practice what we preach. We got to put it to practice in our hearts and lives. And then, assuming when we put it to practice in our hearts and lives, it's manifested to others. And becomes a testimony. Amen. Anybody got any joy in the house tonight?
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Can you just stand and give God praise and glory and have praise? Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you in your own words. Give him praise and glory. Thank you for what he's doing in your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for sending the word to minister through our hearts and our lives, Father God. Thank you, Father God, when you said it was finished, it was done, it was completed, Father God. There's nothing else we have to do but to believe and act upon what has already been accomplished. Your word declares that we're more than conquerors through Christ who gives us strength. Father, I bind every lie the adversary has spoken upon your children. In Jesus' name, I call them lies to be bound and sent to the pits of hell. They do not belong to them. And I speak light in the abundance, so therefore, into every heart and every life of each and every one that's gathered in this room, that's hearing on the website, Father God. Father, you sent your word to do what? To heal, Father God. You sent your word to heal, to restore, to reconcile, to uplift, Father God, to encourage us, Father God. And we thank you, we give you praise and glory for all that you've done in the past, what you're doing in our present, and everything that you have for our future, Father God. We stand in awe of you. You're a good, good Father. You're a good, good God that does abundantly above all we ask or we even think. So we give you praise and we give you glory in this house tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go and be blessed.